ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 341. ఆవరణస్య నివృత్తిర్భవతి హి సమ్యక్ పదార్థదర్శనతః మిథ్యా జ్ఞాన వినాశః తద్విక్షేప జనిత దుఃఖ నివృత్తిః. సో యాస్ వి రీడ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ వి కుడ్ ఫిగర్ అవుట్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ విషమ వృత్తం. ఇట్ డజన్ హ్యావ్ వి కెనాట్ రిసైట్ ఇట్ ద వే వి నార్మలీ రిసైట్ అవర్ అదర్ శ్లోకాస్. సో శంకరాచార్య he is now talking about the mechanism of shravanam and mananam. That is what we have been seeing now. So how do they remove the avarana shakti? And he says shravanam and mananam, they give knowledge of the object which removes the avaranam of darkness. So in the night, for example, when there is no light, the objects in the room, they are covered by darkness. That is andhakara avritam. And that is avaranam. And when we turn on the light, what happens? The andhakara roopa avaranasya nivrittihi bhavati. By the light, the darkness, it goes away. Before coming to Vedanta, in the same manner, the avarana shakti has covered our true nature. And when the Vedanta light is lit up, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam ye mamupayanti te. That's what he says. Tesham evanukam partham ahamajnanajam tamaha నాశయామి ఆత్మభావస్థ జ్ఞానదీపేన భాస్వత. సో ది జ్ఞాన దీపం, ఇట్ రిమూవ్స్ ది డార్క్నెస్, ది అంధకార ఆవరణ. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై గురు ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ. దట్ ఈస్ వి కాల్ ద గురు లైక్ దాట్. సో దట్ ఫోర్ ది ఆచార్య సేస్ సమ్యక్ పదార్థ దర్శనత. Because of the clear knowledge of the padartha, clarity. Clear knowledge is clarity. So doubtful knowledge is as good as no knowledge. It is only a namke vaste knowledge. Because it's doubtful. It's not firm knowledge. So samyak darshanam, I have got the clarity. Samyak darshanam means I have got the clarity through what? Through shravanam and mananam. It cannot come through any other process. Shravana manana janya సమ్యక్ దర్శనతః. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? నివృత్తిహి భవతి. ది డిస్ట్రక్షన్, నివృత్తి, ఎలిమినేషన్ ఆర్ ది విత్డ్రావల్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? ఆవరణస్య. ఆవరణస్య మీన్స్ ఆవరణ శక్తి ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞానం, ది వెయిలింగ్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ గాన్. అండ్ వన్స్ ది ఆవరణ శక్తి ఈస్ గాన్, దెన్ విక్షేప శక్తి ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఎలిమినేటెడ్. మిథ్యా జ్ఞాన వినాశః, the erroneous knowledge, mithyajnana. We all saw all these terms earlier. It is different from actually the mithyajnana. Erroneous knowledge is different from ignorance. The erroneous knowledge is born out of ignorance. So avarna shakti is different and vikshepa shakti is different. I don't know what is there, this ignorance. If I say I don't know, then it is ignorance. But if I say there is snake, for example, the Rajusarpa, we know that example, then that is erroneous knowledge. Ignorance can be common to many people, but error need not be common. For example, all the 4 or 5 people who look at the snake, the Rajusarpa, all of them can be ignorant of snake. But one may say it is a rope, other one may say it is a mala, other one may say it is something else. So these are all called errors. It varies from individual to individual. But ignorance is uniform. None of them know what it is. So ignorance is avaranam. అండ్ విక్షేప శక్తి ఈస్ హియర్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ మిథ్యా జ్ఞానం, ఎరోనియస్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఆర్ టెక్నికలీ ఇన్ వేదాంత వి కాల్ ఇట్ అధ్యాస. సో వెన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ గోస్ అవే, ఎర్రర్ ఆల్సో ఆటోమేటికలీ గోస్ అవే. త్రూ వాట్? త్రూ నాలెడ్జ్. సో వన్ నీడ్ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ త్రూ వన్ మెథడ్ అండ్ ఎర్రర్ త్రూ అనదర్ మెథడ్. వన్స్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్, ఎరోనియస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆల్సో ఆటోమేటికలీ గోస్ అవే. One knowledge is capable of destroying ignorance and error. And not only error, tat vikshepa janita dukkha nivrittihi. The same knowledge can destroy the sorrow, the disturbance caused by the error. So now we have got three levels. First level is what? Ignorance. Ignorance, child of ignorance is error. And the child of error is mental disturbance. If you want to take it like a three generation of errors. Ignorance is the first one. And the child of parent, ignorance, the child of ignorance is error. And the child of error is the mental disturbance. First, I don't know the rope. That is level one. And second, I see the snake in place of the rope. That is level two. And once I see the snake, what happens? All kinds of sweating happens, I get afraid, all kinds of things happen. So those mental disturbances, that is level three. And all the three, they get destroyed by one knowledge. That is not snake but only a rope. Therefore, vikshepa janita or adhyasa janita or mithya jnana janita dukkha nivrittihi bhavati. So it happens just by one knowledge, all the three get destroyed. శ్లోకా 348. ఏతత్ త్రితయం దృష్టం సమ్యక్ రజ్జు స్వరూప విజ్ఞానాత్ తస్మాద్ వస్తు సతత్వం జ్ఞాతవ్యం బంధముక్తయే విదుషా. అగైన్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో అనదర్ విషమవృత్తం. సో శంకరాచార్య హీ గివ్స్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దట్ వన్ నాలెడ్జ్ క్యాన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ త్రీ జనరేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? నంబర్ వన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ అ గ్రాండ్ పేరెంట్, వీ కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్. And number two, the error, we can call it the parent. And three, the sorrow or disturbance, which is the child of error or the grandchild of ignorance. So three generations. So all the three can be destroyed by one knowledge. And what is the example? The rope ignorance leading to snake error, that leading to mental disturbance. So he says, etat tritayam. That is, what are the three things? What are the three things? Ajnana, ignorance, mithyajnana, the error, and dukkhani, the disturbance, ignorance, error, sorrow, all the three, drishtam. We see in the case of the rope. Not only we see, we also see the elimination of all these three, etat tritayam. Elimination also, ajnana nashaha, mithyajnana nashaha, and dukkha nashaha. All these three also we see. How? Samyak Rajju Swarupa Vijnat Yetatritayam Trishtam Tasmat. Clearly when you see this, the rope and not a snake, then all these three things get destroyed. Tasmat. Therefore, what is important? Vastu Satatvam Jnatavyam. All our problems are also the three generational problems. Our entire samsara also consists of these three generational problems. The only difference is what? In the example, it is the ignorance of the rope only. But in the context of samsara, in our lives, the ignorance is of the self. Atma ajnanam is the foundation. And what is the next generation? Because of atma ajnanam, we have got deha abhimana. That is the error. That is the second generation. And what is the third level? The entire samsara is the third level. So, atma jnanam, deha abhimana, and then leading to entire samsara. So, that is the family of sorrows. Every relationship is born out of error. Atma does not have wife. Atma does not have husband, children, in-laws, neighbors, hunger, thirst, no water problem. None of them for atma. All these things, they arise because of what? I have become ahankara. And therefore, how to remove all the problems? One has to eliminate the first tier itself. Removing all the three things can be accommodated by just removing one thing, namely ignorance of the self. So one can eliminate by what knowledge? Atmajnanena. Only by Atmajnanam one can eliminate. Therefore, tasmat vastu satatvam jnatavyam. That's vastu satatvam jnatavyam. So that is what a person is supposed to do. And so actually and what is the Atma Swarupam? So Atma Swarupam we can see in the Bhagavad Gita, we have seen it all earlier. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva vanabhoyaha ajo nityaha shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. So that is my nature, Atma. And why should I do that? Bandha muktaye. Because if I want freedom, if one wants freedom from worries in life, carefree life, stress-free life, anxiety-free life, take to Vedanta. And this has to be done by whom? Vidusha. Vidusha means the intelligent person who has diagnosed the problem. This intelligent person is the one who has diagnosed the problem. If a problem is not diagnosed, one will seek peace of mind everywhere else other than Vedanta. If one has not diagnosed the problem, he will seek peace of mind everywhere else other than Vedanta. And when one seeks elsewhere, peace does not come. Even if it comes, what happens? It is only peace of peace, which goes to, as Swamiji says, pieces very soon. So it is like a person drinking to drown his worries. It is like escapism. The only solution is what? Only solution is Vedanta. If one does not believe, then one can try anything else and find out that none of them can give a permanent solution. Shloka 349. Ayogni yoga divasat samanvayat matradi rupena vijrumbate dhihi tatkaryametat tritayam yato mrusha drishtam brahmasvapna manorateshu. So Shankaracharya is now continuing with the same topic of Shravanam and Mananam. Understand that we are now doing Shravanam Mananam, in which Atma, Anatma, Viveka is clearly done. Atma, Anatma, Viveka is done in Shravanam, through which I am taught I, the observer alone, am real. And everything observed is mithya. They are incapable of disturbing me. And for this, Shankaracharya, he takes up an example. He gives the example of dream. For example, I go to bed. I go to bed alone. For example, I am an Advaitin, so non-dual. And out of my mind, I project a triputi consisting of three things. What are those? The observer, the observing medium, and the observed world. So, matrati trayam. Matra means pramatru, mata, pramanam, prameyam. So, all these three I generate out of my mind. And they are all really, are they real or are they only projections? They are only projections. Real tiger or water is not there at all. They are all projections in the dream. I only project an apparent triputi with the help of my mind. And as long as I am in dream, they become very real and disturbing. I am even afraid of the tiger in the dream. And the moment I wake up, all these three are resolved along with the time. And Vedanta says, this waker's world also is my projection only. That is the difficult thing for us to grasp. As the dream world is also my projection, the waker's world also is my projection only. That's what Vedanta says. I have got another higher power that is called Maya. And this dream world is projected through what? Through the Nidra Shakti, the power of sleep. Whereas the waker's world is created through Maya Shakti. So Nidra Shakti creates the dream world, and the Maya Shakti creates the projected world, waker's world. So I, with the help of my Maya Shakti, have created the world, and now there is a triputi in which I am transacting. And when I am actually in this world, it appears as if it is real, just as the dream appears to be real as long as I am in dream. Wake up from the dream, the Triputi gets falsified. And in the same way, wake up from this dream. This dream means the world. Uttishtata, Jagrata, Prapyavarani Bodhata, all that. This Triputi also goes away when you wake up. Therefore, Jagrat Triputi is also Mithya, the waker's Triputi. It is also a Mithya. Swapna Triputi also is Mithya. Both are to be dismissed by what? By waking up. And the Nidra Shakti, the power of sleep, that projects the dream world only when I, the conscious principle, is there to bless it. If I am not there, there is no dream. Similarly, my Maya Shakti will project this world only when I, the consciousness, bless it. Therefore, who am I? I am the consciousness who bless the Maya Shakti to project the waker's world. I am the same, that Chaitanyam. I am the consciousness who blesses this Nidra Shakti also to project the dream world. So he gives an example here. Just like, for example, an iron rod or a piece of iron that burning one's hand. When the iron piece is there, it cannot just burn the hand. Suppose I put that iron piece into fire. Now the iron has got the fire principle inherent in the iron. So it becomes hot. And when one catch holds of that iron, what happens? It burns. What burns? We say the iron is burning, but it is not the iron that is burning, but iron is blessed by the Agni Tattvam, the fire principle. Blessed by Agni, the iron burns me. Similarly, blessed by Atma, the Chaitanyam, Maya projects this world. And blessed by Atma, Nidra projects the dream world. Now if you look at the shloka, Ayogni Yogadiva. Just as the iron piece has the burning power because of contact with fire, ayaha, ayaha means iron piece, and yogaha, yogaha means sambandaha, blessing. Similarly, dihi vijrimbate, dihi means the samashti or total intellect, the maya shakti, matradi rupena vijrimbate. It projects the Maya Shakti, it projects the world in the form of Matradi. Matru means Pramatha, Adi, Adipadatim. What are the three things are implied? Pramatha, Pramanam and Prameyam. I believe all these terms are all very familiar to you by now. We have been dealing with this many times. So the Triputi Rupena, Vijrumbate, Vijrumbate. So Maya has become the world, the body, has got the Chidabhasa, so everything has come. So the world, body, Chidabhasa, all of them have come. Vijrimbate Dihi, the Jagrat Triputi has come in the waker's world. So Tat Karyam Etat Tritayam Mrisha. All the products, Karyam, Pramata, Pramanam, Prameyam. Actually, there are two readings here. One is Tritayam, is one reading. Another reading is Dvitayam. If the reading is Dvitayam, then it is subject and object duality. If it is Tritayam, then it will be subject, object and instrument triad. Either way. So we can take it either way. So all of them are Mrisha. Mrisha means Mithya. All of them are Mithya. And how do we know? Yataha. Because Brahma Swapna Mano Rateshu Drishtam. Brahma, Swapna, Mano, Ratheshu, Drishtam. This has been clearly experienced, Drishtam, by us in the case of Brahma. Brahma is delusion, where we see things which are not there, that is delusion. And Swapna is dream, and Manoratha is imagination or fantasizing. So, through delusion, through dream, through imagination or fantasizing, we see all of them. In all these things, the non-dual, projecting the duality is seen. Non-dual Atma, myself, projecting the duality is seen. Similarly, Atma projects duality also in the waker's world. Shloka 350. తతో వికారా ప్రకృతే ప్రకృతేరహం ముఖా దేహావసానా విషయాశ్చ సర్వే క్షణేన్యతా భావితయా హ్యమీషాం అసత్వవాత్మా తు కదాపి నాన్యతా. సో ది ఐడియా షుడ్ బి గ్యాదర్డ్ డ్యూరింగ్ వెన్ డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రవణ. ఆల్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ గ్యాదర్డ్ త్రూ డ్యూరింగ్ శ్రవణ అండ్ దెన్ గెట్ కాన్క్రిటైజ్డ్ ఇన్ మననం. ఇన్ నిధిధ్యాసనం నో న్యూ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ గెయిన్డ్ అట్ ఆల్. ఈవెన్ దో నిధిధ్యాసనం ఇస్ ద టాపిక్ వి ఆర్ మోర్ ఫోకసింగ్ ఆన్ శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఐడియా? అహం ముఖాహ దేహ అవసానాహ వికారాహ. వికారాహ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్స్, ఆల్ ది ఎవల్యూషన్స్, ఆల్ ది మాడిఫికేషన్స్, కార్యం, కార్యం ఎఫెక్ట్. ప్రకృతి ఇస్ కారణం, వికారాహ ఇస్ కార్యం. సో అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది కార్యం? అహం ముఖాహ. అహం, అహం మీన్స్ అహంకార హియర్, బుద్ధి ఆర్ మైండ్, ఆల్ అహంకార. మైండ్ అలోన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అహంకార వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పర్వేడెడ్ బై ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. మైండ్ ప్లస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు అహంకార. వి హావ్ సీన్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్. మైండ్ ప్లస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ అహంకార. మైండ్ మీన్స్ హియర్ వాట్ ఇస్ అంతఃకరణ. అంతఃకరణ ఇస్ మనో బుద్ధి చిత్త అండ్ అహంకార, ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ ఇన్నర్ ఎక్విప్మెంట్స్. అంతఃకరణ, మనో బుద్ధి చిత్త అహంకార. సో అహం ముఖాహ means beginning from the mind, or mind is also weak. If you want to get it in the panchakosha language, this is a vijnanamaya koshaha. This also we have seen all this. So mind is the vijnanamaya koshaha. So deha avasanaha, up to the end. So beginning with the mind, vijnanamaya kosha, and deha avasanaha means up to the end of the deha. Deha is the body, body is the annamaya kosha, the grass body. So from vijnanamaya kosha to annamaya kosha, in simple language, the body mind complex, the body mind complex, all the products, all the evolutions, all of them. Not only that, sarve vishayaha cha, all the external objects, vishayas, the five elements and the five elementals, all the 14 lokas, all the 14 lokas, no, starting from the Patala Loka all the way up to Satya Loka, all of them. In fact, everything in the external world is called Vishayaha. So this alone we said in the introduction also, the world plus body plus mind, all of them are what? Tataha prakritehe bhavanti. They are all born out of prakriti. How do we know? Because they have got the same features as prakriti. కార్యం రిసెంబుల్స్ ద కారణం. సో కారణ గుణాః కార్యే అనువర్తంతే. దర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ ది ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి వి సీ ఇన్ దీస్ త్రీ, యాక్చువల్లీ వరల్డ్, బాడీ అండ్ మైండ్, వి సీ ఆల్ ద ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రకృతి. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద కామన్ ఫీచర్స్ బిట్వీన్ ప్రకృతి అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ? నంబర్ వన్, ప్రకృతి ఈస్ అచేతనం. అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ, ద వరల్డ్, బాడీ, మైండ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో అచేతనం. So that means they have jadatvam. And prakriti is savikaram, subject to modification. And the world, body, mind also are savikaram. They are subject to modification. And prakriti is mithya. It doesn't have independent or natural existence. It depends on what? Prakriti depends on purushaha. It doesn't have independent existence. In the same way, the world, body, mind also is mithya, dependently existing. It is not natural existence. How do we prove that body doesn't have natural existence? If body has natural existence, it will be eternally existent. What is natural is never lost. The very fact that body dies one day indicates that it doesn't have natural existence. Actually, Gaudapada, he establishes in his Karika, Adau antecha yan nasti vartamanepi tattatha vitatai sadrisha santaha avivadha iva lakshita nasato vidyate bhavaha. All those things, all those ideas are all brought here. Therefore, the world has got the three features of prakriti, namely jadatvam, savikaratvam and mithyatvam. and that is what is said here in this shloka. Sarve vishayaha aham mukaha deha dehavasanaha vikaraha. So mukaha means beginning from, and avasanaha means ending with. Vikaraha, vikaraha is products evolutions. So products beginning from vijnanamaya kosha, the mind and all that, and ending with annamaya kosha, all of them are prakritehe bhavanti. So as well as the external world. Therefore what? Kshane anyata bhavitaya shamisham. Since all these products are constantly changing, kshane, kshane means every moment the body is changing, thousands of cells are dying every moment and generating in the body. In fact, every few years we get a new body, a fresh body we get every few years. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, kshane anyata bhavitaya. Since every moment, all the three, the body, mind and the world, they keep on changing, amisham asatvam, they are subject to constant birth and death. And so, they have only borrowed existence and not natural existence. Right? And therefore, they are all called asat. Without natural existence, called mithya. They are asat. For example, pot is called mithya because it has got existence borrowed from where? From the clay. So, pot is called asat. So is the furniture. So is the ornament. All of them. Similarly, the whole creation is asat or mithya. Okay, if this is the nature of prakriti, that means prakriti is navasat. So, if this is the nature of prakriti, what is purusha? Shankaracharya says, atma tu kadapi na anyatha. Atma the purushaha, the consciousness, that is I, who am the observer of the body, who is the experiencer of the mind, that I, the Atma, the Purushaha, na anyatha, never undergoes change. That is nirvikaraha asmi, na jayate mriyate va kadachitim, nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha, ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. All these we have to remember in this particular thing, kadapi anyatha na bhavati. These are all what? Teaching to be gathered when? During Shravanam and firmed up in Mananam before even attempting Nididhyasanam. So before even one goes to Nididhyasanam, all these things should be firmed up. All this knowledge should have been gathered and should have been firmed up doubtlessly before one attempts to do Nididhyasanam. Shloka 351. नित्याद्वया खंडचिदेकरूपः बुद्ध्यादिसाक्षी सदसद्विलक्षणः अहं पदप्रत्ययलक्षितार्थः प्रत्यक्षदानन्दघनपरात्मा. सो शंकराचार्य ही टॉक्ड अबाउट द प्रकृति both in its original form and in its evolved or modified form, consisting of the world, body and mind. So, prakriti modified is world, body and mind. And he said, prakriti in both original and modified forms is jada, is savikara, is mithya. We saw all the three just now. Now, what about purusha? He already told about, this is about prakriti. What about purusha? The nature of purusha is talked about here. So, this is a clear Purusha Prakriti Vivekaha, very close to the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yayevam Veti Purusham Prakritin Chagunaisaha Sarvata Avartamanopi Nasabuyo Bijayate, 13th chapter. So Krishna beautifully he presents about 10 or 12 shlokas on the Prakriti Purusha Viveka. And we can compare this portion actually with those portions of Bhagavad Gita. And what is this Purushaha? Nitya Advaya Akhanda Chideka Rupaha. So this Purusha is I, the consciousness principle, which is Chideka Rupaha, of the nature of consciousness only, Chit. అన్మిక్స్డ్ విత్ మ్యాటర్. సో చిత్ ఏకరూప అన్మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ఎనీథింగ్, చైతన్య మాత్ర స్వరూప. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చైతన్యం? నిత్య, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇటర్నల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఎటర్నల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ బై టైమ్ అట్ ఆల్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ద విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ద విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. వెన్ డూ వి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్? We experience the absence of time during sleep. So, time arises, time departs, I, the consciousness, am all the time. Therefore, timeless I am. And Advayam is without duality, without a second consciousness. There is only one consciousness, Advayam. Bodies and minds are many, but only one consciousness. In and through all the bodies and minds, there is only one consciousness. So it is Advaya. And Akhanda. Akhanda is undivided. It is partless. That is why it is often compared to Akasha, space. Space can never be divided. Space is Akhandaha. Similarly, the Chidakasha Rupaha, that is that Tattvam. And where is that? Buddhyadi Sakshi. It is the Sakshi, it is the witness. It is never an object of experience. It is the consciousness is never an object of experience. It is always a Sakshi. But it is ever the experiencer I. Experiencer of what? Buddhi Adi, mind, body and the world. Adi Padat, we are implying all the three. Mind, body and the world. But one should not say, I do not see the Sakshi, because I am the seer. I cannot say, I don't see the Sakshi, because I am the seer. And the seer can never be seen by oneself. The eyes, for example, my eyes can see everything else, but they can never see my own eyes. Even though it is never experienceable, its existence is never questionable. You know? Even though it is never experienceable, I cannot experience my own eyes by seeing it. But it is never questionable. Like for example, a camera. Any number of photos one might take, but the camera will be in none of the photos. All photos are taken by the camera, but the camera will be in none of the photos. And we don't doubt then the existence of the camera. We don't need a separate proof that the camera existed. Therefore, Buddhi Adi Sakshi. Drik Swarupaha again. So, Sad Asad Vilakshanaha. It is beyond temporary existence and temporary non-existence. Sad. Sad means Vyavaharika Sat, temporary existence. And Asad means Vyavaharika Asat, temporary non-existence. Atma is beyond temporary existence and temporary non-existence. That means what? It is permanent existence. What is temporary existence? For example, pot existence. If you take a pot, pot existence is temporary. Chair existence is temporary. All furniture existence are temporary. All the ornament existence, they are all temporary. When we say pot is existent, we will invariably think of a day when pot will be non-existent. Right? But when we say Brahman or Atma is existent, we do not think of a day of the non-existence of Brahman or Atma. That is called permanent existence. So Atma is permanent existent and beyond the temporary existence and non-existence. We can give another meaning also. Sat means karyam. So Sat means karyam and Asat means Karana. And Sad Asat Vilakshanaha means it is beyond Karyam and Karana. Prakriti is Karanam. World is Karyam. Purusha is other than Prakriti and the world, Prapancha. So Prapancha is Sat. Prakriti is Asat. Karana. And Purusha is Karya Prapancha. Karana Prakriti Vilakshanaha. పురుషః. సో కార్య ప్రపంచ ది ఇఫెక్ట్, the world karyam and karana prakriti the causal prakriti vilakshanaha. It is different from all of them. That is the purusha. Then aham padaha pratyaya lakshitarthaha. This purusha, this consciousness is implied meaning of the word aham. I. Second, we can call it the implied meaning or we can even call secondary meaning. Lakshitarthaha of the word I. Why? Now if you understand, if you want to put it in a simple language, we said body mind is prakriti. Right? Jadatattvam is there and purusha, the consciousness, and every individual is a mixture of what? Prakriti, we already said that the body mind is prakriti, jadam, and consciousness is purusha, and every individual is a mixture of prakriti. Prakriti means the body mind complex and purusha, both consciousness. Then we can use the word I either to refer to the prakriti aspect or to the purusha aspect, because every individual is a mixture of both prakriti and purusha. And when a person says I, it can either mean the prakriti aspect or the purusha aspect, because in our common parlance we use the word in different meanings. And the other person, when I use the word in different meanings, the other person who listens, he is not confused because he knows the context. For example, when I say I am very fat, I am not fat, but when I am very fat, which part one talks about, body or mind? I talk about the body only. I still have the mind, but the other person takes the meaning of body only when I say I am fat or I am not fat. When I say I am intelligent, for example, then the other person naturally understands my mind part only and not my body part. So the word I can either refer to the body part or the mind part. In short, it can refer to the prakriti, which is very, very common. Prakriti part, which is very common. And whatever is common is known as the primary meaning, because that is understood by majority of people. 99% of people use the word I to indicate either the body or the mind part, prakriti amsa. But there are some rare people, for example, who spent all the time in learning some Vedanta. They didn't have anything else to do. So some rare people who studied Vedanta, and they also use the word I, but they don't refer to the body part or the mind part, but only the consciousness or chaitanyam part. And when you refer to the consciousness part, then it's said to be implied meaning of or secondary meaning. Because when you say the consciousness part, it's not the direct meaning. It's not a popular meaning. Why you call the secondary meaning? Because it is not popularly known. When somebody says I, normally somebody doesn't mean, doesn't understand it is Atma he is talking about. He talks about either the body or the mind. So popular meaning of the world is popular meaning of the world I is body, mind, and the, we can say the less popular or the unpopular meaning of the word I is consciousness. And that is why a jnani alone is able to say I am nityaha, I am sarvagataha, I am eternal. Only a jnani is able to say. Therefore, aham pada pratyaya. Pratyaya. Pratyaya means the thought or vritti. That is pratyaya. So, aham padasya lakshitartha and aham vrittehe api lakshitartha. So, it is the secondary meaning of the I word and the I thought. Secondary meaning of the I word and I thought. And where is it? Pratyag. Pratyag means it is behind, it is the very substratum, it is the inner essence of every body-mind complex. So this chaitanyam, this consciousness principle, this I is the substratum of every body-mind complex. And sadhananda ganaha, either as sat ananda ganaha or sadhananda ganaha, both are taken. It is of the nature of sat and ananda, sat ananda ganaha, of the nature of sat and ananda also. And ananda is not here, again one has to be careful about ananda. Ananda is not any experiential pleasure. We have seen this earlier also, because experiential pleasure is what? Is finite. But when we talk about atmananda, we never refer to experiential pleasure at all. ఆత్మానంద ఈజ్ అనంత. సో ఆనంద హియర్ ఇస్ అనంత. ఇట్ ఈస్ లిమిట్లెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఇట్ డజన్ లాక్ ఎనీథింగ్. ది నాన్ వాంటింగ్, ద నాన్ లాకింగ్, ద నాన్ మిస్సింగ్ నేచర్ ఈజ్ ఆనంద. ఐ మీన్ ఆనంద, ఐ డోంట్ మిస్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఐ డోంట్ లాక్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఆర్ అనంతత్వం, దట్ ఈస్ ఆనంద. అండ్ ఘనః, ఘనః మీన్స్ అన్మిక్స్డ్ విత్ సారో. ఘనః, వర్ల్డ్లీ ప్లెషర్స్ ఆర్ ప్లెషర్స్ బట్ ఇన్వేరియబ్లీ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు పే ఎ ప్రైస్ సమ్ టైమ్. బట్ ఆత్మానంద ఈజ్ ది ఆనంద విచ్ ఇస్ ఘనః, విచ్ ఇస్ సాలిడ్, విచ్ ఇస్ సాచ్యురేటెడ్ ఆనంద వితౌట్ ది మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ దుఃఖం ఎనీ టైమ్. దర్ఫోర్ ఆనంద మాత్ర. అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వాట్? పరాత్మ. ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పరమాత్మ. ఇట్ ఇస్ పరాత్మ. ఉత్తమ పురుషస్తన్య పరమాత్మే ఉదాహృత యోలోకత్రయమావిష్యం విభత్యస్య ఈశ్వరః. అగైన్ 15th చాప్టర్ ఆర్ ఉపదృష్టానుమంతాచం భర్త భోక్త మహేశ్వరః. సో దట్ ఇస్ దిస్ థింగ్ పరమాత్మేతి చాప్యుక్తః దేహేస్మిన్ పురుష పరః. 13th చాప్టర్ అగైన్. సో గీత అండ్ ఉపనిషత్ సార దట్ ఇస్ దేర్ గివెన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇన్ వివేక చూడమని. వి కెన్ సీ ఇట్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ ప్లేసెస్. శ్లోక 352. ఇత్తం విపశ్చిత్ సదసద్విభజ్య నిశ్చిత్య తత్వం నిజ భూత దృష్ట్యా జ్ఞాత్వా స్వమాత్మానమఖండ బోధం తేభ్యో విముక్త స్వయమేవ శామ్యతి. సో ఆచార్య నౌ కన్క్లూడ్స్ ది శ్రవణం టాపిక్ హియర్ విత్ ది శ్లోక. వి ఆల్రెడీ సా దిస్ థింగ్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ఇత్తం ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్, ఇత్తం మీన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్, బిఫోర్ అటెంప్టింగ్ వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్, బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ టు నిర్ధ్యాసనం, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు స్టార్ట్ విత్ ది టైప్ ఆఫ్ శ్రవణం కన్సిస్టెంట్లీ ఫర్ సెవెరల్ ఇయర్స్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ ఓన్లీ యునో శ్రవణం మీన్స్ ఐ జస్ట్ హర్డ్ వన్స్ మేబీ ఆన్ అ క్యాషువల్ మేనర్ సంబడి వాస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ శ్రవణం ఐ హర్డ్. నో, ఇట్ షుడ్ బి కన్సిస్టెంట్ అండ్ ఫర్ సెవెరల్ ఇయర్స్. విపశ్చిత్, విపశ్చిత్ మీన్స్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్, డిస్క్రిమినేటివ్ పర్సన్. సో వివేకి ఇత్యర్థః. సో వాట్ హీ డస్, సచ్ ఎ వివేకి, సద్ అసద్ విభజ్య, హీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్స్. విభజ్య మీన్స్ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ సత్ అండ్ అసత్, ప్రకృతి అండ్ పురుష, మాయా అండ్ బ్రహ్మన్, అనాత్మ అండ్ ఆత్మ. సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ హీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్స్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్షియేషన్? I am not the body, mind, world, which are all prakritis, but I am the witness of all of them, which is Purushaha. And what is that Purusha? As was told again, Shloka 351, Nityaha, Advitiyaha, Akandaha, Anandaganaha, all those things we just saw in the previous Shloka. So, Iti Vibhajya, having differentiated Purusha and Prakriti in this manner, this is also called Drig Drishya Vivekaha. We have seen that also earlier. సత్వం తత్వం నిశ్చిత్య, హ్యావింగ్ గాట్ ద కన్విక్షన్, నిశ్చిత్య హ్యావింగ్ గాట్ ద కన్విక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ రియల్ నేచర్ తత్వం యాజ్ పురుష, వన్స్ నియర్ నేచర్ నేచర్ యాజ్ ఐ ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ ద చైతన్యం పురుష. నిశ్చయ జ్ఞానం, ఇఫ్ నాట్ కన్విన్స్డ్, ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ కన్విన్స్డ్ అబౌట్ దాట్ దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్? నో నిధిధ్యాసనం, మననం ఇస్ రిక్వైర్డ్. వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో బ్యాక్ టు మననం అండ్ నాట్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. Because lack of conviction is due to what? Lack of conviction is due to doubt, which is a problem of what? Of the intellect, which will go away only when? By appropriate reasoning. Any doubt in the intellect will go away only with appropriate reasoning, called Purva Paksha Siddhanta method of analysis. So, Tattvam Nischitya through Mananam. And Nija Bodha Drishtya, how does he get this tattva jnanam? Through the eye of wisdom, bodha drishtihi, jnana chakshuhu, which is symbolically presented as the third eye in all the pictures. If you look at Shiva, he will have a third eye. So, nija bodha drishtihi, by whose jnana drishti? It is not the guru's jnana drishti, but one's own. But nija means one's own jnanam. One gets conviction. And what is the conviction? Jnatva swam atmanam, having clearly known one's own real nature, swam atmanam, one's own real nature as described above in this manner, which is akhanda bodham, which is undivided consciousness, having been thoroughly convinced through Shravanam and Mananam and also through Shastram, not Nididhyasanam. Having completely convinced through Shravanam, Mananam and Shastram for the final proof, whereas one has to use all these three only for the final proof. Whereas the Samadhi Abhyasa, we are talking about Samadhi Abhyasa earlier, that is for what? To remove our habitual behavior, Viparita Bhavana, which is so entrenched in us, taking ourselves to be Prakriti, that has been there with us right from birth for several Janmas. So Nididhyasanam can never be a proof for conviction at all. Therefore, Shankaracharya says very clearly, Nishchayam must be even before one practices Samadhi Abhyasa. It should be a Nishchaya Jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi should be a Nishchaya Jnanam. Then Tebhyo Vimuktaha. One becomes Vimuktaha, detached from Tebhyaha. Tebhyaha means all the Prakriti products enumerated in the Shloka 350. That is the Vijnanamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, and all the Vishayas, objects of the world, the body, mind, the world. One gets detached from all of them. And when we say one gets detached from all of them, it is not a physical detachment, but intellectually dropping dependence on them. Detachment means intellectually dropping the dependence on them. I am not them. I don't depend on them also for my Purnatvam, for my security, for my existence. I don't need any of them. I am by myself Purnahasmi. So this understanding is detachment called Vimuktihi. Therefore, Swayam Eva Shamyati. Naturally, there is a relaxation. Samyati means there is relaxation for him. Prakriti's burden is no more my burden. Prakriti's problems are no more my problems. In fact, most of the so-called problems are not problems at all, because they are all Prakriti's nature. Right? Old age is nature. Sickness, nature. Separation, nature. Samyoga, Viyoga, association, separation, they are all natural. All our Prakriti is nature only. Things will be born, things will be gone. It is natural. Once I have understood them as sheer nature of Prakriti, resistance, protest, complaints, grumbling, all of them will go away. Because I understand they are all nature of Prakriti. This understanding is known as Shanti. Shamyati, Shanti. Shloka 353. अज्ञान हृदय ग्रंथेः निःशेष विलयस्तदा समाधिना विकल्पेन यदा द्वैतात्म दर्शनम्. We can do this shloka also, hopefully. So we have seen before that Nididhyasanam has several forms. This we have already done. I am only just recapping. An alert life, leading an alert life, monitoring it in such a way that it is close to that of a sthita prajna, a jnani, given in the Bhagavad Gita. That is, one should imitate a Jivan Mukta. Imitate. We are not Jivan Muktas yet. One should try to imitate a Jivan Mukta by watching one's behavior itself. That is a form of Nididhyasana. Most important part. And then the second form of Nididhyasana is being in touch with the Shastra in any way. One can be hearing, reading, writing, discussing, teaching, whatever one wants to do. My mind should be always centered in the Shastras. That is the second type of Nididhyasanam. A person can confine to these two forms of Nididhyasanam, which is enough for assimilation of the Tattva. But for some people, this we saw earlier, for some people, this may not be sufficient. For them, there is a third form of Nididhyasanam that is given, that is also important, which we call as Samadhi Abhyasa Nididhyasanam, as focused recollection. We defined Samadhi Abhyasa as focused recollection of the teaching in a specially designed atmosphere for aiming for absorption. That is, in Samadhi Abhyasa, we are not aiming at thoughtlessness. Samadhi means normally people think that it's a thoughtless stage. No, we are not aiming at thoughtlessness. It is not a Vedantic approach at all to aim at thoughtlessness. So thoughts are based on the teaching that I have received. Like what? Manobuddhya hankara chittani naham chidananda rupaha shivoham name dvesha ragav name lobha mohav. So chidananda rupaha, all that thinking, that teaching. Therefore, the thoughts are recollection of the teaching. And of these different thoughts, one can choose the particular thought relevant to oneself. For example, if I have raga dvesha problems, then I should be thinking about what? Name dvesha ragav. So I should emphasize on that thought all the time. If, for example, bandhu mitra is a problem for somebody, then one should focus on na bandhur na mitram. So that kind of, so therefore choose the form of thought. Asangos, me nityos, me shuddhos, me amrutos, me any of them. As we said, focus the recollection. So thoughts are involved. And the second part is what? In a specially designed atmosphere, sitting in a posture, having an asana, chaila, ajina, kushottaram. Krishna said all of them in the sixth chapter. Keep the body, neck and all straight. Adjust the prana, prana, pano, samo, krutva, all that thing. So, eightfold antaranga sadhanas were described in the sixth chapter of Gita. So, we described all of them when we discussed the Gita chapter 6. So, following those eightfold steps, the Ashtanga Yoga and all, become the specially designed in an atmosphere. Then what happens? As I repeat the thoughts, whatever thought it is, the concentration becomes more and more. And I get more and more involved in the thought, which in Yoga Shastra is called Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. So first I arrive at the required thought. Then I keep on repeating that particular thought. Then I gradually get involved in that thought. And then when I am so much involved in that thought, I forget the entire surrounding. So actually Vidyaranya, he defines in the first chapter of Panchadashi, there is one Panchadashi Granth which is written. So, Jyatru Dhyane Parityajya Kramadhyayaika Gocharam Nivata Deepavachittam Samadhi Ravidhiyate. He defines Samadhi like that. In Samadhi, I don't have to deliberately entertain the thought at all. It becomes automatic because of the momentum of deliberate thinking prior. After some time, the mind itself rotates the same thing without our will. And that is called effortless absorption. It becomes mechanical. Wherein the ahankara has withdrawn, that free will is withdrawn, or jata that has withdrawn. And the thought of the will also becomes sukshma vritti also. It is not stula vritti anymore. It is sukshma vritti. It is subconscious. The difference between stula vritti, the gross thought, and sukshma vritti, subtle thought, is what? It is deliberately entertained through, though it is stula vritti, whereas a non-deliberate thought that goes in the mind, in the subconscious mind, that is called sukshma vritti. That takes place in the subconscious mind, in the background, like the Tambura Shruti, you know. So that which does not require our deliberate thinking at all, that is called Sukshma Vritti. So Vedantic Vritti becomes Sukshma and so is not dominant. Therefore, the Dhyanam process also becomes less dominant as Sukshma Vritti. So Dhyata is withdrawn. Dhyanam is not dominant. So what is left then? Only Dhyayam, the object of meditation alone, is dominant, which is Brahman. So the object of meditation here in Nididhyasanam is Brahman. That alone becomes dominant. So Dhyatru Dhyane Parityajya Kramad Yekaika Gocharam Nivata Deepavat Chittam Samadhi Rabidhiyate. This is called total absorption or Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. Vedaranya defines this. And Vidyaranya points out very clearly that in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi also thoughts are there. Vrityastum Tadhanim Ajnata అధ్యాత్మ గోచరాహ స్మరణాద్ అనుమీయంతే వ్యుత్తిహి తస్య సముత్తితాత్. వృత్తయః మీన్స్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ఆర్ అహం నిత్యోస్మి విచ్ ఎవర్ థాట్ వన్ డెలిబరేట్లీ ఎంటర్టైన్డ్ బిఫోర్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ టు హోవర్ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ ది సూక్ష్మ ఫామ్. దర్ఫోర్ వి సే ఇన్ నిర్వికల్ప సమాధి దేర్ ఈస్ సూక్ష్మ వృత్తి ఇన్ ద సబ్ కాన్షియస్ మైండ్. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నిర్వికల్పక సమాధి? Where we are not acquiring any new knowledge, in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, we are not acquiring any new knowledge, but only recollecting the acquired knowledge. Then what is the advantage of Nirvikalpaka Samadhi then, if we are not acquiring new knowledge? When the whole environment is quiet, sense organs are withdrawn, will is not involved, free will, in that ideal, undistracted atmosphere, when I recollect the teaching in the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi Abhyasa, Aham Brahmasmi impact is more, which is required for some people to eliminate Viparita Bhavana when emotional problems become strong. So according to Shastras, Nirvikalpaka Samadhi depends on so many factors, including one's Prarabdha also. For some people, if they can attain the Samadhi very quickly, for some others it may take long time, for some it may not come at all. But attempting is in our hand. One should attempt. This also Vidyaranya said in Panchadashi in the first chapter. Vrittinam anuvrittistum prayatnat prathamadapi adrishta asakrad abhyasa samskara sachivad bhavet. Adrishtam is required for nirvikalpaka samadhi. That is prarabdha. We are not interested in changing our prarabdha, of course. For that purpose, aim for absorption. The very attempt is useful. That's for what? Tivra viparita bhavana nivrittihi. Tivra viparita bhavana. What are them? Tivra raga, attachment. Tivra dvesha. Tivra bhaya. For some of people, they always have fear. All of them nivrittihi. And nirvikalpaka samadhi is a method of attacking such deep subconscious problems. They are all in the subconscious mind. Very deep. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he tells here in the second line, అవికల్పేన సమాధిన బై సమాధి అభ్యాస అద్వైత ఆత్మదర్శనం. వన్ షుడ్ ఇన్వోక్ ఆర్ రీకలెక్ట్ అద్వైత ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం, దట్ ఈస్ డ్వెల్లింగ్ అపాన్ ది అద్వైత జ్ఞానం. ఎనీ వన్ క్యాన్ టేక్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అహం నిత్యోస్మి, తృప్తోస్మి, ముక్తోస్మి, ఎనీథింగ్ వన్ క్యాన్ టేక్ టు కాన్సన్ట్రేట్. వెన్ ఐ డూ దాట్ యథా, వెన్ దాట్ నిర్భిక దాట్ ది సమాధి అభ్యాస ఇస్ డన్, తదా దెన్ అజ్ఞాన హృదయ గ్రంథేహే నిశేష విలయ. దర్ విల్ బి ద టోటల్ ఎలిమినేషన్ ఆఫ్ నిశేష విలయ, టోటల్ ఎలిమినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది నాట్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్ హృదయ గ్రంథేహే. గ్రంథి మీన్స్ నాట్. హృదయ గ్రంథేహే మీన్స్ ద నాట్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద నాట్ ఆఫ్ ద హార్ట్? నాట్ కేఎన్ ఓటి నాట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద నాట్ ఆఫ్ ది హార్ట్? ఇట్ ఇస్ అజ్ఞానం, ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సో అజ్ఞానం ఏవ హృదయ గ్రంథి. అజ్ఞానం ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ విపరీత భావన ఆల్సో, ఆల్ ది హ్యాబిచువల్ టెండెన్సీస్. సో శంకరాచార్య ఆఫన్ సేస్ అవిద్యా వాసనాహ, ఆల్ దోస్ అవిద్యా వాసనాస్. దర్ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ వన్ క్యాన్ ప్రాక్టీస్. యాజ్ వి సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్, దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ కంపల్సరీ అడ్వైస్ ఫార్ ఆల్. ఇఫ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఓకే విత్ ద ఫస్ట్ టు శ్రవణం అండ్ మననం, దట్ ఈస్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఫైన్. ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో టు ది సమాధి అభ్యాస, if he is not convinced at that thing, other two forms are compulsory. Shravanam Mananam, they are the offs of Nididhyasanam, the alert living and all the focused thinking, they are all compulsory before Nididhyasanam. Those two types of Nididhyasanam, remaining in touch with the Shastras and remaining in touch and leading an alert life, both are compulsory. But this particular Samadhi Abhyasa, that is not compulsory. If the other two things, that is the being in touch with Shastra and leading an alert life, if both of them are not able to solve the problem, then one can resort to Samadhi Abhyasa also, so that before one can, this is another form of Nididhyasanam, so that whatever one has learned can get completely assimilated in oneself. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య యః పరస్త మహేశ్వరః. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు. నారాయణ.